Forbes removes senior contributor's article calling for Joe Biden to take cognitive assessment. By Kyla Olson on March 11, 2020. Early Wednesday morning, Forbes published a piece titled, "Does Joe Biden Have Dementia? Does It Matter?" by senior contributor Elizabeth Bauer. But the business magazine subsequently removed it from its website, hiding it from readers. According to a cached version, Bauer highlighted several examples of pundits referencing Biden's strange behavior and explained the makeup of a cognitive assessment. The test is meant for a specific objective: screening individuals for dementia or mild cognitive impairment. It consists of tasks such as drawing a clock face, naming animals based on line drawings, reciting a set of numbers forwards and backwards, listing as many words as you can think of that start with the letter F, and similar questions, for a total of 30 points, with 26 points required to pass the screening, and a lower cutoff differentiating between mild cognitive impairment and dementia itself. Bauer said the questions would be trivial to a person who is unimpaired. "These are not trick questions, it's not an IQ test, nor is it designed to ferret out nuances. But if a person really does have impairment, the test really will identify it." She then argued Biden should take the test to put the theories and criticisms to rest. Which means that, yes, if Biden's gaffes and his outbursts are just Biden being Biden, then there should be an easy enough answer. Biden could take the screening test just as easily as Trump did, and just as easily pass it, and then everyone can just shut up about the issue. Unless, that is, the claims of Republicans that he has been pushed and manipulated into this election against his own best interest, and he'd be better off having stayed in retirement, are actually well-founded. Hours later, the column was covered up by an editor's note, which read, "This page is no longer active. We regret any inconvenience." Bauer's text behind the message was faintly visible. Bauer has not yet responded to a request for comment asking why her piece was removed from Forbes' website. An email to Forbes seeking an explanation has so far not been returned. Kyla Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @KylaOlson4.